From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House confirming President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. Trump spokesperson Sean Spicer.
It is not up to, nor is it appropriate, nor is it legal for the government to start going into private citizens seeking advice and telling them what they have to register or not. That would be the equivalent of walking through someone's tax return and saying that's not a deduction that you should take.
Spicer said President Trump insists on the highest ethical standards, in his words, for everyone who works in this administration, and that is why Flynn had to resign. United Nations officials and international aid workers fear the Turkish government is gearing up to shutter more Western non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, working with Syrian refugees following the expulsion Tuesday of Mercy Corps, one of the world's largest humanitarian nonprofits. UN officials say they suspect all Western NGOs are likely to be instructed shortly to re-register their presence in the country, and it's unclear whether they will be allowed in the meantime to continue working with the more than 2 million Syrian refugees. Faced with a shrinking pool of visas, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul has started turning away Afghan military translators and other Afghan nationals seeking to immigrate to the United States through a decades-old special visa program. As part of March 5th, more than 1,437 special migrant visas were available for Afghans when there were more than 15,000 Afghans in various stages of the application process. This is VOA News. United Nations reporting that aid workers have provided desperately needed food as well as other humanitarian aid to more than 330,000 South Sudanese who are facing famine in four key areas of Unity State. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN aid agencies have been scaling up relief operations in famine-stricken Unity State since February 20th, when the UN declared a localized famine in this region of South Sudan. The United Nations reports some of the 100,000 people facing starvation are dying, while another 1 million are on the brink of famine across war-torn South Sudan. Because of security concerns, the World Food Program has been airdropping food, emergency livelihood assistance, nutrition supplements, health and sanitation kits. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA airdrops are the only option when truck convoys are unable to go by road to deliver aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has returned to the country after medical leave of a month and a half, raised some questions about his health and some calls for his replacement. Buhari spoke just after arriving home.
I am deeply grateful to all Nigerians, Muslims and Christians alike, who have prayed and are continuing to pray for my good health.
Few details have been released about Buhari's medical leave in London. When he left in January for the London area, the government said it was routine, a medical checkup. 74-year-old remained out of sight for weeks while anxiety rose in Nigeria, which is grappling with some crises, including Boko Haram extremist attacks and an economy that last year contracted for the first time in a quarter century. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says he hopes to launch formal talks to renegotiate the American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada in a little more than 3 months. Ross spoke with reporters in Washington, saying he hopes to notify Congress in the next couple of weeks that the 90-day countdown to those talks had begun. Spoke at a joint news conference with Mexican Economy Minister Ildefonso Guajardo. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters on a visit to Houston, Texas, he's open to working with the Trump administration to revise the NAFTA deal. And Friday marked 8 years since the Standard & Poor's 500 index here on the U.S. Stock Exchange closed at a low point for the worst bear market in equities since the Great Depression. Since then, the market has done much better. Get more news at voanews.com. And on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.